News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
SIP2 has renewed calls for the government to hold a referendum on public ownership of Uisce Éireann. But is there any need? Joining me now to discuss this is SIP2 local authority sector organiser Brendan O'Brien and John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College in Dublin. Brendan, I'll come to you first of all. Why are you reiterating, I suppose, this call for a referendum on water?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, firstly, it's the right thing to do to hold the water referendum. Secondly, Minister Dara O'Brien and his cabinet and coalition partners committed to doing so during the recent water framework discussions that we were involved in. And thirdly, the public clearly don't want water left in a situation where it could be privatised and commodified and sold to the public for profit. And the only way that we can guarantee that that won't happen in the future is by having our public water services enshrined in the Constitution. And that's why we're renewing our call on the government to make sure that they follow through on that promise.
Let me put that to you, John. Do you agree?
I think it's completely mad. Nobody in the country is suggesting that water should be privatised. I don't think even the PDs in their heyday 35 years ago suggested. Across Europe, with the exception of England, and I specify England, the Welsh, the Scots and the Northern Ireland were more sensible. Nobody privatises water. So to ask the people of Ireland to go out and vote in the cold and the rain and the snow to stop something happening that is never going to happen, and nobody is suggesting happens, would be lunacy.
Brendan, what do you say to that? It's lunacy. No one is suggesting it. You're calling for a referendum on something that's not going to happen.
Well, I think with respect to John and the points, I think he only has to look across the water to see what the English experience was with the privatisation of water. And it's been a disaster for the public and for the country over there. And the only winners over there have been the shareholders. And John will be around long enough to remember in terms of, you know, the potential for the selling of state companies and state assets back in the recession years. One of the first things the Troika looked to do when they arrived on these shores was to sell state assets and get the government to sell state assets to generate revenue. So we've been down this road and we've seen the risks that are there. So to suggest that it's lunacy, frankly, is lunacy itself. And I think the appetite out with the public is for the protection of our water services. And everybody knows, any reasonable examination of this issue knows, that the only way that you can make sure that the water services can't be privatised in the future is to hold that referendum. And we have an agreement from the government to do it, and we want the government to honour that promise.
All right. John, when times are tough, we sell off the family jewels.
Nobody suggested, the Troika, nobody suggested selling off water. And Brendan is quite right. It is a disaster in England. And the Welsh, actually, Thatcher forced them to sell their water supply off. But they actually bought it back through a mechanism because it doesn't make any sense. So the only place in Europe that I know of is England, not, as I said, the rest of the United Kingdom. It's the only place that's done it is England. It's a disaster, as Brendan said, and nobody in Ireland is suggesting it should ever happen here, and I don't see it ever happening here. So it's a waste of time having a referendum.
Brendan, are you just being performative that it's a waste of time, really?
No, it's not. Look, I mean, we only have to look back over recent years in terms of how energised the Irish people became over the issue of water. And, you know, and I've seen that the media reports yesterday where they were the government have been sort of citing that they'd be
Brendan,
concerned
with this would reignite the issue. Was that not a sort of straw that broke the camel's back? That was, it wasn't really about water. It was about austerity. It was about people being sick of cut. And finally, it was a pushback. If it wasn't water, it would have been something else. The Irish public don't really give a monkeys about water to a large extent. No one talks about it except for a certain cohort of I suppose, you know, the political spectrum.
Yeah, well. Again, you know, we won't argue that point as far as the evidence is out there. People do not want our public water services privatised, and you know, at the moment we're reliant on the government to sort of live up to that commitment. And as we know, circumstances can change, and governments can change, and positions on this issue can change. The one thing we want is to make sure that no matter what governments in power at any given time, they can't divest themselves of our public water service. And that's why we want the referendum.
All right. I'm going to give the last word to John. The government previously, which is very similar to the government that we're about to have, did give a commitment on this. The only way to ensure that it won't be an issue, even if it isn't a very likely thing to happen, the only way to protect it fully is the Constitution. What harm having a referendum?
Look, asking the people of Ireland to go out today when it's bloody freezing to vote for something that's never going to happen. They will, like, the bulk of people will be sensible and they'll stay at home in bed or go to work or whatever, rather than waste their time on something that is never going to happen.
All right. Look, let us know what you think out there this morning on this issue. That is SIP2 Local Authority Sector Organiser Brendan O'Brien and John Fitzgerald, Adjunct Professor at Economics in Trinity College in Dublin. Love to know what our listeners think on that this morning. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.